made a mitzvah yesterday, and then we'll go by them.
Well, one question I guess is sort of a general question. You have this whole discussion about Surya, this is that, this Bechal,
son of beer.
I'd like to understand, well, okay, well, why? What's going on? What's the shot? Is it is, it isn't? And in what sense, what there is, there isn't? So we're obviously seeing that there probably are different aspects there as well, but something that's going to require a lot of explanation. That's just to say the word. Number two. What was the second question yesterday? Second question you put up. What? Two of the Tara. Good. What else? The Sira and Tumas Amim was that, which the Gemara deals with, but we'll come back to in a moment, and just to clarify a little bit, is it Tame or is it not Tame? So the Gemara says, well, is it half Tame? Which Tame still requires some explanation. Yeah, what else? What else Tame?
You should show also Sira. Because on one hand, Mocha Abdo, the Surah is Mocha Abdo Chutzlar. The Talmud is a bit of Yisrael Kisar. On the other hand, Kikona Sada, the Surah is Kikona Sada, the Surah is Yishalayim, so there is Yisrael Kisar. Good, and finally, we'll come to number four in a moment.
Cousin number four. Okay, so it is in terms of these questions. At this question, well, we're not going to deal with thoroughly. We saw the Gemara does point out the Sira, they've already pointed out. And the Gemara says, well, Surya is not as Tameh as Eretz Amin, real Eretz Amin. Then in Surya, the only Tumah is on the Gush, on the dirt itself. And in Eretz Ha'amim, real Eretz Ha'amim in Brazil and in Egypt and in America and Chile, so there it's double level. It's the Gush and the Avir. So I just wanted to clarify something, which I totally mispresented yesterday. I made a big mistake. So let me present it clearly. What's going on with the, this is a side point, but just to clarify, the Gush and Avir. So what does the Avir mean? So there are two approaches to what Avir means. Rashi has one approach. Tosfos presents that plus something else, and later Tosfos seems to prefer version number two. So just to clarify, they talk about Gush versus Avir. So Rashi says that Gush means that the soil is covered, and you feel a little bit of time if you touch it. You time if you carry it. Mazel mazel. Right? And Avir means that the soil is coming you for all help. You know, it's just like an actual mate is metame in three different ways. Maga, when you actually touch him. Masa, if you move him or carry him. And then Ohel, if you're just above him or he's above you or you're under the same tent. So, Rashi has said that Aga just means Ohel, Agush. Because the Gush is even the type of Ohel. So Rashi says, Surya, the soil of Surya is only it's only the time of Mazel the Masa. And there are such things that you may know, that certain forms of Tumas Meis are only the time if you touch them or carry them. And outside of Surya, real Eretz Amin, it's even the time of Mazel. That's one approach. But Tosfos in Dima Maso Ela thinks that is really a suffix in the Gemara and Nazir. We'll read the Tosfos now. You can definitely take a look. He says one approach is that when we talk about Avir, it means the Gush, the dirt is even the Tame for Ohel. Or the other possibility, number two, is it means Avir Mamash without any Ohel at all. even the air is metamis. Even if you're going to be in inside a sort of situation where there's no ohel, I'll be on top of a building. So whatever tumma, the dirt it gets stopped by the building. But the tumma that's rising from the maize, once there's an ohel, so it spreads throughout the ohel, but the ohel is host state, the tumma doesn't pass through the ohel. So there's no tumma at the ohel. There's a maize inside this building. There was a maize rachmanah from this room, and I was up on the roof, I would not be tumma. Even though I'm directly above it, but that's the rule, that the ohel is host state, there's no tumma. But the Tosfos point that there's a possibility that Avraham Yismar is the air of Chutzlaret is metamic. I don't know if you can it, then you bring it to Charles, not to metamic. But being in the airspace, anywhere, not because the dirt is metamic, but ohel, because the air itself is Pasha Pshat, Avira. So that's the Tosfos point that there are two possibilities. It's a Tidya Maso Ella, and then if you read the next Tosfos, Tidya Maso de Gazru, Hitchav Avraham Yaakov de. What's that word? Did you talk to Jim Russell, the Gavjo and Chesna Vez?
No,
Olin. Olin, right. My brother learned Gittin under Rebbe, who told him it's Ben Yaakov Meir Olinish. But it's not Ben Yaakov Meir Olinish. That's sin. Whenever Rashi and Tosfos have a shin, it's for a lav, when they have a French word, it's always a sin. They want to write shh, but use a cook. And maybe they were a litvah. I don't know. It's always a sin. It's a Yaakov Meirlin. See, so Yaakov Meirlin, that tells us, you get the impression they really prefer this approach. Now, with the Gemara, when we're talking about Adir, we mean Mamish Adir, not even Ohel.
Where do you see Ohel then?
Huh? The previous Rashi makes it sound like that a little bit.
Right.
You could interpret that means that an ohel on top of footlar is not. Maybe. Okay, could be. Okay, could be. And it could be. One more note is that I thought the case someone had raised yesterday about the someone, I remember who. Someone raised this case and someone else didn't like it. We have an ohel, a bridge sticking out from Chutzlar Teres Yisrael. The Talmud is actually talking about that. You want to say we'll deal with the gazer? Yeah, we will.
But then, like the oil is the oakers. Why does it matter if you're in the outer?
Okay. Right. You say if it's the avir mamish, then you shouldn't care whether it's all is okay. That's a good point. Yeah, it does come from that. You got to think of some more. No, but if it's avir, then. If it's Aver, that's not the Gush that's being Metame. Aver Mamish means I don't care about the dirt, the air itself.
It's
the
It's a closed box.
But
also
inside of it.
Yes,
but
it's not Aver.
Oh, you're saying the same part of the.
When you seal it up.
A road
inside
of
it.
No, you're coming.
It doesn't have to be airtight.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but if you think the Aver itself is Metame, sooner or later the Aver is going to seep in, no?
Right.
Now,
come on. It's like the Aver gets in, the
Tumma doesn't. What? Olav is Chotis, if it's Tumma's Olav. I am amazed over here.
Olav is Chotis, if I have a dead body.
The Tumma goes all the way up and all the way down.
But outside the Olav does.
Yeah, but what is it?
The air is like a dead body outside. They're all floating in the air.
All of the air is.
That's a funny image.
No, that's gush. Gush means that the dirt is tamay. I treat all the dirt kilu as the maize.
The air is like dirt. The air is like the dirt.
So what's the difference between two and what's the difference between two possibilities?
I don't know.
You think? What you're trying to say is that if you say that it's...
There's two different things. Either Avra means that the gush is a time of OL, or Avra means that the ear is mamish tummy, whether it's
right.
OL or not.
Right.
Take a look at this.
What Eliezer is trying to say, though, is that if you hold it to Avra mamish, then you could still say that you'd be tummer in a box, because even though the air is coming in,
There's two minds.
Why not?
Let's lay this to rest. To me, a bad choice of term. But this is a side issue. Now, the one thing is just to close up, before we get back to our main discussion, just to close this up. One thing we have not discussed, which is part of the Kasha, is why. Part of this, we still have to understand why is it that Chazal imposed more of a gzeira, whoever it is, whether it's that they didn't impose the Tumas Olam, or that they didn't impose they weren't Matamid Avir itself. I don't understand Gush versus Avir. But somehow they only gave you a partial Tumas Eretz in Surya, and a full Tumas Eretz Avim in Kupsar Islamis. It's something that requires thought, so then we're going to leave this out. Hopefully, we'll
pick that up. But we,
as a big picture, we understand. Yishai Shal, we spoke a little bit. Now, let's learn some Rambam together. Let's learn some Rambam. Now that we have the questions on the board, let's learn some Rambam together. And we'll see how things play themselves out. Shuz HaMais is saying, no, but my Torah bears itself. Allah Ha'al. Now, Tariri only says, my Torah bears itself. They just nearby, they show this nearby. Well, what's the Rambam's source for that? The Shuz HaMais, what Tamir's source tells him that the Shuz HaMais is only playing Eretz Yisrael? Mishnah Kiddushin. 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 So it's Mukul. And then Babel and the areas immediately around Eretz Yisrael, you also have Shuvah tonight. Halacha Bey. Eretz Yisrael, Murkuch HaMakam, Hiya, Rosh HaShakobah, Shosh HaMalach Yisrael. O Shofi, O Navi, Mizash Yisrael Yisrael. To be Eretz Yisrael, has to be conquered. You have to have a double level of Am Yisrael. You have to have leader, sounds like is a communal figure. He's a Melech or a Shofi or a Navi. And it's Midas Rov Yisrael. Democracy. What does that mean? Midas Rov Yisrael. Midas Rov Yisrael. Kal Yisrael is involved in it as a whole. On the whole, Kal Yisrael is involved in it. And you have a leader who's leading it. But they don't need a Kibbutz Rabim. That's Kibbutz Rabim. Kibbutz Rabim is Mekadosh. They give that endowed land with the Kibbutz Rabim. Our Yachid Yisrael, Mishpacha. You have one guy in his own, or a family, or a shaven. You have a whole shaven that's going to go. That's not a father's father, it's one shaven. Also, the culture of Abraham, Malcolm, and Philly, and Aharet, they went to the conquered land themselves. Even if it's from the land that was given to Abraham, but it's also one of the most gracious promises of Eretz Yisrael to the other. This Eretz Yisrael, but the kibush was not done to Rabin, it was a private kibush. Private war, Eretz Yisrael, it's not called Eretz Yisrael that all of the mitzvahs should apply to. That's Rabbi's fast same line. It's not Eretz Yisrael that all of the mitzvahs should apply to. So right away you start to use the antennas off and you say, what's that? Meaning it's Eretz Yisrael that some of the mitzvahs should apply to. Didn't the Eretz Yisrael that Eretz Yisrael? He didn't even say, hey, niggers, Eretz Yisrael, okay, she didn't go ha-mitzvah. It's not called Eretz Yisrael that the mitzvah should apply. It's not called Eretz Yisrael that all the mitzvah should apply. So that's pretty striking. Who makes the comment about this? Okay, so let's come down. It says, here's the interesting take on Parsha Lutan Chah. What's going on in because you're going to say for Yoshua, you have the 7 years of Kibush, they come to Eretz Yisrael, they spend 7 years conquering, then they spend 7 years doing Chalukah Tzaret. But if you follow carefully, Ram says, they did a Chalukah even on areas that were not yet conquered. Later on, you learn that something. They kept going to more and more parts of Eretz Avos. So they already had done a chalukah on that, and then whatever they were kovish within the context of the chalukah of all that Oshatim, that somehow made it. That, at least if it was the whole Sheva doing it, that would make a kibush. So what's Ram passing kibush yachid? Shnei kibush, lashnei kibush? Lashnei kibush. Yeah?
What about Chabot Yair?
Not even Bavel and Mitzrayim.
it's mamish a little bit Eretz Yisrael. Surya is. Oh.
Okay, good.
He says, well, we're in between. If they might yard the amount of Eretz Yisrael, so why does not Eretz Yisrael mamish? Because they should cover so some kolam shiich bosh kol Eretz Yisrael shlo el nisha ba mishir ba amin. Why did not count? Because it was out of order. Because they did that before he had conquered all of Eretz Yisrael proper. And he goes on to say, if he would have gone the other direction, it would have been fine. If he would have conquered all of Eretz Yisrael, then gone to Syria, that would be beautiful. That would be mamish Eretz Yisrael. Because it was out of order, that it doesn't work.
He did conquer all of Eretz Yisrael at one point. And it was not before. Then, let me ask what, did he have it at all?
Well, it wasn't part of...
Somebody had not done at that point.
Wasn't
part of Eretz Yisrael
unconquerable because
there was
a treaty between
Abram
and
Abinah?
Oh, the
Yabusim,
he did that
for you. That was, yeah. What's that? So, and then he goes on to say, Halachadal, and therefore, since Surya is this quasi status, so the, as Akiva said, the Shulmas and are not going to be Min HaTorah. So what does Rami say? Let's lay this down. Rami says, Kibush Yafet means a private conflict. Kibushal means a national conflict. You have the leader, like the king of the Shofet, and it's Al Das Haklal, meaning at least you have the Sanhedrin behind you. So that's Kibushal. And that's Kibushal. Kibushal is not a Kibush. Kibushal is not a Kibush. Good? Okay. And then we have to come back to it. It's a little bit somewhere. It's a little in between. Then he says, Sur is also in between, but not because of the Kibushal. Right? He says it was a Kibushal. It was David with the Sanhedrin, and yet what? And yet it was also in between. Why is Surya in between? That's what's called Surya. Why is Surya in between? Because it was out of order. So what's he call it? So if you go to our sugya says Surya is Kibushal. Right? Now, Tosis quoted a different approach to what Kibushal means. Right? The Tosfos on the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph says, look, either Kibushal means private, like Rashi says, but, or he says, I happen to pray, that says what? That means Shalom Kaseya. Right. So the Rambam seems to be doing both. Right? Because he says Kibushachin means this, but he says the Surya was this. One second. The Surya was Kibushachin, as the Gemara said. Surya is Chiv and Shumas Araites, it's a Zarayt Rabban, the same Kibushachin, Shay Kibush, Lashin Kibush. You look at the Rambam and you start scratching your head. On the one hand, you tell me that this is what Kibushachin means, according to the Rambam. But then you tell me Surya was this. But the Gemara says Surya was Kibushachin. So, Kibushachin, Shay Kibush, Lashin Kibush. To make up your mind. You were worthy of anything. But what's meaning keep worship? So what's going on? You hear the problem? Again, the Rambam that I love on, this is Tosafot's presentation. Tosafot says like this. Oh, there are two approaches to what keep worship means. Does it mean there was a private keep worship like Rashi did? Does it mean there was out of order like this phrase here? The Rambam, the Halacha base, he says, keep worship is equal. Private. Then the Malka Gimel, Surya was not private.
He didn't say the word Kibushal.
Correct. He doesn't use the term Kibushal at all. He says, but it's also a half-half situation because of Shalom Kaseder. And our Gemara says that Surya is called Kibushachin.
So
the Rambam says this is what Kibushachin means, and it means private. The Surya, you see, he claims was not private, and yet the Gemara says that Surya is Kibushachin. And he does agree that Surya doesn't have the full Kedusha. So how do you make sense of all this?
He was to have what
definitely was more than the kibbutz in the kibbutz yachin.
Yeah.
In other words, if it was truly kibbutz yachin, much less would apply. It'd be truly much more like.
But surely he talks more about the fact that it is partial Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
And by Kibush Yachid, Halacha Beis, he doesn't really talk so much about it.
Yeah.
He says it's not fully Chutzlaretz. Right, but he doesn't, that could be because it's less, or it could be because he doesn't have so many sources to quote.
Okay.
I don't know. So what do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara says it's Surya's Kibush Yachid. The Rambam says Surya's here and Kibush Yachid is this, and they're not the same. So what's the chat? Yeah?
Most
Americans don't know where Iraq is on the map. Oh, yes, yeah, so take a look. Good question. One second, Nachum. Let's think about this. So, we got to say it like this. Surya, we're working this up again, we'll see those two soon. Surya is what's also in the Hustaf to the other. That's part of the status of Surya. So then, why do you mean out of order? In what way was it out of order? This is hooked up to that's hooked up.
Well, it makes sense with that
word. So read the reposes, or read the Rambam carefully, and I think you'll see the answer. That's a great question. So let's read carefully. Let's begin with the Tosfos. Tosfos on Chesed Aleph. Tosfos says, what? It's the frame of our Samacher, but so far it's all Yehigit. The Mashmash lo haitza adan kodzol kibusha. Kidam ha'altam. What does the phrase say? Damakol paltura shol holo horashta. You do not yet conquer near your palace. Perush, Yevusi shal esomas u'shalayim. Yevusi shal esomas u'shalayim. Yad ha'ol z'kol yir am na'rayim. Someone, there's a question of Kabbalah. Question of closeness to Yerushalayim, and number two, who was he being Kovish when he? Who was he not yet Kovish? Not just where, but who? Yevusim. Why Yevusim? One of the Shabbos. Say what the Rambam. Rambam says, Halacha Gimel. But say, Ma Yosu Ma Miles Eretz Yisrael. Why is this not full Eretz Yisrael? Then Shekalah shows some Kodem. She Yichbosh Kol Eretz Yisrael. Ela Nishaba. Yeshiva Anavim.
Yeah, weren't those around throughout all of Bayez to be shown?
Exactly.
Then you could never conquer anything out of order.
Well, no. Unless the point is that Aram Narayan, they didn't have Shiva Anavim. That wasn't Eretz Kanaan. In terms of who was there, the part of the mitzvah of Kibush Aretz is sort of. North Lunado, there are Stolen, Sidonim, other nationalities. So, part of the issue is if you're conquering non Kanani land before you're conquering Kanani land, that's out of order. Now, and why should that matter?
Kanani were higher.
Oh, so you're saying, why should that matter? And why should that matter? You're conquering Kanani first, and non Kanani first. And what's the connection? What's the law of the Rambam?
Now we're giving higher precedence. I think a lot of times we mentioned that part of the point that it was that we know that was that God wanted.
The part of Yisrael Yisrael is the rid Eretz Yisrael of the Shiva Anan in particular. That's not the name of the Shiva Anan. Right. So what's that? So how are you going to understand this wrong? He says Surya wasn't really a Kibush Yachid. It was really Kibush Rabin. It was a publication. Yes, the Gemara says that. So what the very Rambam suggests, a fascinating suggestion, he says, well, what's the point of Kibush Yachid Lo Shnei Kibush? What's the point of the Surya business? I mean, he was going out of order. He went out of order, so what? You see, Rambam would say, no. You go out of order, the title of Surya is, you did Kibush inappropriately.
Well, Mike said you contradict the leg. But you do it the wrong way. So what happens if you do it the wrong way? You say, okay, you did your wrong, but the Mike said the kibush worked. You say, no. If you didn't do it the right way, the kibush is not totally chal. You only get full kibush d'aretz when you're kodesh properly. So it has to be done right to work or no. Work and valid is valid, chal, or you did the wrong thing.
Does he come kibush?
So what's that? Kibush is describing the Chumash being done by Rabin, and Kibush is describing the Chumash as primarily you're getting rid of the Shadamim. So if you didn't know that conflict, it wasn't the way the Chumash described it. So is this, you did it wrong, or it's not even Chal? Is this what Chachilin did wrong, even the Deir is not Chal? So that's the Shaila. Kibush Yavin Shmei Kibush, or Lar Shmei Kibush? Kibush Yavin. And so the Rabin is saying, Surya isn't an example, Surya was not a case of Kibush Yavin. But Surya and Kibush Yachid have the same din. They're both cases of inappropriate Kibush. So if you can hold the Kibush Yachid Lo Shmei Kibush, then by the same token, Surya was not a proper Kibush. Not because it was Yachid, it was Rabin, a different problem. But the point is, if there was some, if you did the Kibush properly, was it Chal or not? The Tosfos is calling this the phrase as giving a definition of what Kibush, the word Kibush Yachid means. But the Rambam wouldn't say that's the point of what Kibush Yachid means. It's another rule of Kibush, and that's what is relevant to Surya. There are two rules of Kibush. One rule of Kibush has to be done by Rabin, another rule of Kibush has to be done in order. So that you have to, why? Like Benjamin's Kasha point that before. The point is not just where the piece of land, but getting rid of the Kananim. So if you're choosing to hit a non-Kananim part of itself first, that's wrong. It's a bad order. But the first thing you do, most important thing, is move the, drive the Kananim out of itself. Rambam often is the one who sticks most to the pashta, to the word. And that's what he's doing right here, as Eliezer just pointed out. The yachid means yachid. What does yachid have to do with the order? There is a din of order, and they may relate to each other, but that's the burden of the wrong presentation. There are several different rules by do kibush, and kibush yachid, shmei kibush, lashmei kibush, is an example of the underlying question, is inappropriate kibush valid or not? And we paskin, kibush yachid lash men kibush. So that means if you do a kibush yachid, it's not fully kadosh. And what did not mean, Surya, which is a different problem, that it was done out of order, also it's not fully kadosh. Yeah?
Could you make something of kibush yachid, kibush rabim, retroactively? Now, let's say you conquered something, and then later, Sanhedrin says it's okay, or you get all of it, you all agree, after you've already conquered it. So could that make it better or worse?
No.
Kibush Yachid is a Kibush. Therefore, who is the Nami, the Kibush focus data is a Kibush,
and therefore Sudah has two and three. The Gemara would say directly Sudah is Kibush Shabbos. The Gemara says Sudah has Kedusha if Kibush Shabbos is Kibush. There's a logical connection, but that would say the same thing.
But the Rambam still like it is. I feel like Kibush Shabbos. I feel like the Kibush Shabbos is Kibush. Then yes, the Rambam says, well, Sudah actually is a different sort of.
With respect to, if Eretz Avos with respect only to
buying land there. I'm not sure that, just like the Gemara is in here, that a ger living there, a native living there would not get credit for that. And that living might not be the same. It might only be only the Indian like buying land yeshiva, not Indian like living.
Oh, okay. Let's see what we know. Let's put this together. Okay, this is a split. And what do we know from our Gemara? Good. So Surya is we already saw is half and half.
Against the
Let's work at the big picture, Mari Kirkus. The big picture, Mari Kirkus, is Eretz Yisrael in Mitzvah means there was a Mekadesh. The Kibush is Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, and let's use terminology a little different than Mari Kirkus. The more standard terminology is you have Kedusha Ta'aret. You have Mekadesh. You have something that makes it holy. We said, what made it holy? Either the Kibush or the Chazaka. And that makes the Eretz Yisrael holy. When the Eretz Yisrael is holy, the soil, remember, the dirt is holy, the things that grow in the dirt have mitzvah to live by. And then you have, Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Yishev Eretz Yisrael, that's just the Eretz Yisrael. Now we saw that even Yishev Eretz Yisrael breaks down a little bit. Right? Because Yishev Eretz Yisrael also, we said, well, Surya is, the Gemara seems to say, is half and half. And the approach we're taking was, well, Eretz Yisrael doesn't have Yishev Eretz Yisrael in terms of Yishev Ha'aretz. In terms of developing the land, that's going to apply in Eretz Yisrael too. But in terms of, and that's why Hakona is talking about the Kona of the Parvara Yishalai. Right? But in terms of the person, in terms of Milos Ha'adam, does not apply to Surya. Yishev Ha'aretz, in terms of the developing the land, that does apply to Surya. The developing the person, that sounds like it doesn't. You sell the evidence to Surya, it's already he's losing his Yishev, his personal Yishev Eretz Yisrael. True with the Meister, it depends. That by Surya depends whether Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush or not Shmei Kibush. Right? Rav Rama Paskin, Surya is Kadosh or not Kadosh. But is it Kadosh and true with the Meister?
No.
Now he says all the Jabbat. Why could Kibush Yachid Rama Paskin, Kibush Yachid Lash Shmei Kibush? But this, the Gemara presents that this is a suffix. Like, true with the Meister depends. Is what their Mekadosh, is this a valid Kibush or not a valid Kibush? But the other two things apparently don't depend. Right? The Gemara, the Meister says that there's definitely Yishev Ha'aretz. Right? And the Rambam says there's no true with the Meister because there's no Kibush, but there's still Yishev Ha'aretz. But the Meister talks about not. There are three independent elements of Eretz Yisrael. I already have Eretz Yisrael in true with the Meister, which depends on whether a valid Mekadosh, Kedusha comes from a Mekadosh, from a Kibush or a Chazaka. And then you have the Yishuv, the mitzvah of building up the land. That applies apparently all of Eretz Yisrael. Because after that applies even in Surya, Hakona says about the Kavar of Yerushalayim. And then you have something which does not apply in Surya, which is my personal, the personal impact. Question? Yeah.
What
did it
say over there?
Clear.
There.
Eretz Yisrael. Sorry, it was So we already have a couple of different ways from the Braisa, and from the fact that you have the Braisa, and the Rambam split. Here's one other critical point of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kibush Yachid Lashmei Kibush. The truth is the Meister's only Rabbanan. But yet, he does say that Yishev Eretz Yisrael, you do have in Surya. He says, it's indicated here, it's the Ferish in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Vav Alach Yalos, he does accept that you can be do Amir La'akum to buy a field in Surya.
Only with Dabar Zeh.
Okay.
Not
good. Not for Trumas and Meisus. And certainly not in terms of personal Yishev Ha'aretz.
Okay.
Right, okay. So that we have to raise a couple of different, three different, A, B, and C. Three different definitions of Eretz Yisrael. What does this all mean? We gotta make some sense of it. The report makes sense of it. Torah makes sense of it. There are always two stages to every theory, every scientific theory, or every logical theory. First, you have to know what you have to describe the facts, you have a good description, you have to know what the facts are. And then, after you have to know what the facts are, then you could try to give an explanation. So, first, we should make sure that we have a clear handle on the facts. Just from looking at the Rambam, you already come out with at least three different aspects of Eretz Yisrael that move independently. Because Surya has what we're calling Ki, it is Eretz Abba to have Yisharas. It does not have Yishuv, there's no personal Yishuv Eretz Yisrael there. And true with the mitzvahs depends on whether you hold kibush al kashmir kibush lal shmir kibush. We have the best in lal shmir kibush. So true with the mitzvahs, that depends on the mekadesh. And then you have other things too. So this is getting interesting. Yeah, all midrashim. Midrash is true with the mitzvahs. That's all midrashim. I mean, it would apply to the atar. It would have been we would say kibush al kashmir kibush. Yeah, questions of muddiness. Questions of muddiness. What do we say that B depends on? It is a stereotype of what Ritzel Amtis is, which does not correspond to high quality, of kind and revelable. The stereotypical Ritzel Amtis is this is in this, and that's in that, and now I'm done. I had a stira. The answer is another two different demons. That's very nice. You have to explain what they are. You can't say, A is totally an X, and B is totally Y. What does A have to do with X, what does B have to do with Y? The stereotypical man of Ritzel Amtis is you just say, totally different demons, and you don't bother to do any effort. So we obviously need to do some more temporary. I think, what do you mean there's different elements of Torah? And they haven't taken it or any other sources of this. And why does it make sense? Why does it make sense? So we don't have time to complete this, but let's begin. We know that, let's begin by looking at some more facts. True as a mitzvah implies is not a total aware. Which definition is it? No. Always above. Right? That's very, very general, right? The Kedusha Rishon is all the Kishalav Zavah. So the true as a mitzvah is being maximum in all the trying, but not always above. This one says maximum job on it. Midnight Torah, true as a mitzvah is only in all the Zavah. So this first din. This column applies where? Eretz only bubble. Shmita Yovel only applies when. Fine. Lack of Shif and Pei certainly applies. Yeah, so.
Always?
I think not, but you can check. But in terms of which land it applies to, you have to have the Mekadesh. The Mekadesh used to be Kibush, now the Mekadesh is Hazaka, only Eretz, only Bavel. Have you seen any cases where you have a Din Daraisa that applies even with Malazah in or in the Shai? Din Daraisa applies in or in the Shai. The Minotaur applies. Who cares about all the time nowadays? Any deed of which we care about all the time, Minotaur. Even if it's not there, find the time all the time. Mincha, excellent. What? Okay. The Rambam, the Tavern Rishon of Salt, you can read it this Mincha. But okay. That's what I mean is post Gold Bubble. Post Gold Bubble. For many centuries, they were giving Mincha in Eretz Yisrael. And if you want to tell famous stories about this, you want to give them a little bit more credit. Let's have the whole story about Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel were taught the first generation of Amoraim. They learned in Eretz Yisrael. They went to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and they learned Shlichut to Babel, and they never came back. Sometimes they go to Shlichut, you come back, and sometimes they go to Shlichut, you stay there. So the Gemara says, Rav went to Babel, and Babel was horrible. The story about the Amoraim state there is terrible. He goes to the town of Tatl Fush. You know, in the Chulin, Rav goes to the town of Tatl Fush, and he finds women are swapping, Jewish women in this Jewish town in Babel are swapping bus b'chol recipes. He walks in the town, he hears a woman, he asks another woman,
how much milk do you use for a rib of meat? So this, we have a quarter pound of meat. How much milk would you use? Massive amount.
Oh,
so he got to work. So both Rav and Shmuel left. They learned by Yehuda Nasi, the author of the editor of Mishnah, and then they went to Bavel to take a job. So to go be Marvin Star in Bavel. So they come up with the whole story that it just ended up, Shmuel never ended up getting smicha from Yehuda Nasi before he left. And once he left, no more smicha. Because to confer smicha, as Abishai said, to confer smicha, actually both the Masnich and the Nismach, both the Somech and Nismach, the one who confirms smicha and the one who's gaining it, have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Well, what they do here, once before you have a chagat smicha, any yeshiva, in Eretz Yisrael nowadays also, as Binyan pointed out, that's not the real smicha. The real smicha is the unbroken chain from Moshe Rabbeinu. That was broken. Now, how did that ever break? How did the chain of smicha break? Because of this rule. Because once the Romans, around the days of Abai the Rava, they snuffed out the last yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, so there was a Masorah Torah above all, but you can't get smicha above all. So that's why we stopped having the real smicha. That's what Rambam says. Ein Sof and Hilchos and Hezei, Ein Sof and Zekein B'chutzlo. And by then at the end, and he goes on to say, everyone has to be in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Then at the end he says, V'chol Eretz Yisrael Shech Hezika Ba'ol and Mitzrayim, Ru'u Yom HaSmicha. That's interesting. Like Abishai says, you need Eretz Yisrael here too, but, you need only, it doesn't have to be only Bavo, it just has to be only Mitzrayim. Only Mitzrayim includes more than Bavo. Anyway, only Mitzrayim is good enough for Smicha. That's funny. But it doesn't have to do Shazara. Again, you see, apparently there's a different aspect of Eretz Yisrael. So the din of Smicha is not telling you Shazara. Which anyways makes sense, because what does Mishnah Kiddushin say? What does Mishnah Kiddushin say? Kol mitzvah atzuli ba'aretz is no hefesh rak ba'aretz. The agricultural mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. But a mitzvah she'ein atzuli ba'aretz, a non-agricultural mitzvah, like put on tefillin, applies equally as
well, that might only be for chenna.
So, something loosely like that, but clearly he didn't mean in that extreme version because of the Mishnah condition. So, in 1 second, but there's another problem. Mishnah tells me that all mitzvahs, if a chomos ha'guf always applies everywhere. What about smicha? Not true. Smicha only applies in there itself. Or have a look at the previous Rambam. Ein din ezra le'ziram is just quoting. This is the easiest source. This is not the nick of the sin. Ein ezra le'ziram is buzz. Because the mitzvah doesn't, the lechaya does not have a shulchan. Yeah, same with the rashi, it's
agricultural.
But it's not, I have to build my sukkah on the ground also. If I build my sukkah in the air without a floor, it's not my yotze, it's a sukkah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The gemara gives the case. So I should point out, when you learn sukkah, that it's not just that it has to have three walls, it has to have a floor also. Because I think the gemara comes to a case where you have like a canoe.
I was thinking
you'd use magic. Canoe where you don't even have a floor.
I was thinking
you'd
use magic.
So I'm not sure that's the same thing. You're not going to say that. Or let's say Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh has to be in Eretz Yisrael. What? That's the moon. That's telling the moon. That's telling the Eretz. So the ready you see.
You go out.
It's not agricultural. It's not a position.
What?
No, so you're saying that's valid, but it's not what you're supposed to do properly. But, for 1 second, so what are you, let's put the kashas together. On the one hand, he's telling me the mission said one problem is the mission said mitzvah tzul shein tzul yisaret are annoying b'chol vato, and yet these are not. Right? These are not mitzvah tzul yisaret, so they also limit territory to all. And then problem number two is that while it's down here, they're talking about the annoying are only the Eretz, but even in Eretz only to try. So what's going on with these funny non-agricultural mitzvahs? They're not agricultural, but they're still with their control. And they were just from definition of control.
The
concept of Mitzvah Kodesh is that it's such a Judaism. Yeah. Oh, so apparently, it all hangs together. The Mishnah in Kiddushin is talking about Kiddushin to Aretz. The Mishnah in Kiddushin is talking about Kiddushin to Aretz. The agricultural mitzvahs depend on holy soil. One of the many aspects of the soil is that it's not the dirt of Kodesh. Dirt of Tarek. The Adama. Adma's Kodesh. The Adma's Kodesh, that you have to have something from the Kodesh. The land. These are the Kibbutz. So the Zvana Zed, the only Kodesh, is all above them. So we're going to have to develop more next time, let's show on Sunday, what else there could be and why, how they hang together. It's a beautiful Gemara. How is it? Very, very, let me ask you guys a question though. Would guys prefer, normally we have Chazar on Thursday, but we're 1 year away from the end. We can either have Chazar tomorrow, regular Thursday, and then Sunday finish, or we could flip. We could make tomorrow a regular day, and finish the third year, and then Sunday.
But have we really need more theater time for the third year, or why don't we just have Shear in the beginning instead?
I think you need tomorrow. Could I tell us to, yeah, what else to look at? Any
questions? I'd say finish it tomorrow. So it's
going to
be a long time to get home on Thursday this semester.
Okay. So be surprised tomorrow. Find out. Coming out, fabulous afternoon.